John, and again, I appreciate so much the worship team and the band. They've been here since 8:30 this morning, and I'm grateful they're here. There are 18 of us, and I've preached in some small churches in my day, and this may be the smallest congregation before me this morning. I've been preaching on sermons of Lent and moving from the parable to the resurrection during this Lenten season, but I believe today we need to look in a different direction. It was May the 11th, 2014, when I stood behind this pulpit for the first time as a guest preacher from Baylor. It had been a stormy week in the life of this church, a week of unknown, a week of fear, a week of hurt, a week of pain. It was a storm. I had never been to Lufkin, ever in my life until that day. A storm. Yes, storms happen. I reflected yesterday. It was 47 years ago this past week, as a child in Burnet, Texas, that a tornado came through our community March 10th, 1973, devastated that small town. What a storm. Many of us watched that earthquake in 1989 in San Francisco. We watched it right before us on the television, or remember the tsunami Christmas 2004. And though we try, will we ever forget the effects of Hurricane Katrina not far from us, 1,833 killed in the storm? Storms happen. Jesus in Matthew's gospel gave the teaching, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, perhaps the greatest body of teaching at one place and powerful teachings. And after talking on all these variety of things, Jesus concluded his words. Matthew records it, chapter 7. He gives a parable about a storm. You know it well. Let me read the text. Matthew 7, verse 24. "Therefore, anyone who hears all of these words of mine," Jesus said, "and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, but it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose up, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." Storms happen. Did you catch the similarities in this parable? Two men build two homes. I have to wonder, did these two men know each other? Did the men look alike? Were they both local contractors who built the identical two homes on the same street at the same time? Custom homes, yes, but identical custom homes. Perhaps the builders had the same abilities. The homes had the same roof line, maybe, and they bought their goods all from Home Depot because the lines are shorter than Lowe's. Perhaps the homes had the same square footage and the same plan, the same design. And both homes encountered a storm. A storm. Seems like the same storm came to the identical same two homes. The text said, and the rain came down, and the streams came up. The winds beat against the homes. Storms happen. Storms are inevitable. And not just physical storms, but storms in your life and my life. And storms happen whether we're male or female. Storms happen whether you're African American or Hispanic or Anglo. Storms happen. You may be a native Texan, or you may come from a Sonder and be a Yankee, but storms still happen. Your descendants may come from Canada or Mexico, but storms still happen. You may be an illegal immigrant, or you may be a Bayak born in Angelina County. But guess what? Storms happen. Whether you're rich or poor, educated or uneducated, storms happen. If you're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and you put your faith in Him and you believe in Him and you've walked with Him, or if you're an unbeliever, an agnostic, and have never had a faith experience, storms still happen. As a pastor in this community for over 4 years, I've had my share of unbelievers who have found their way into my church office. Non-church members, some friends, and some simply strangers who want to come and visit with me. They're dealing with things in their life, and they want to talk to a pastor. Inevitably, I'll say, now, do you go to church? No. Have you ever had a faith experience with God through Christ? No. I'm not there yet. And here's what I often hear. Here's what I hear, and here's what I see in the lives of those who come to me. I hear them say, my life is a mess. Addictions, abuse, anger, depression, despair. They come to me and I hear their stories, and they're poor and they're pitiful, they're proud, they're pathetic, they're confused, they're conflicted, they're empty. Unbelievers deal with great storms. Storms happen to those who do not know God. But as a pastor for 32 years, most of my time is spent with church folks. Most of my time, and those who come to visit with me, are church members. Those who are believers, and if they're not church members, maybe they're wanting to be, or maybe they're just leaving. Maybe they are friends who are Methodist or Lutheran or Episcopalian or Catholics. But they are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they begin to talk to me, and here's what I hear. My life is a mess. Addiction, abuse, and anger, depression, and despair. They're poor and pitiful, proud, and pathetic, confused, conflicted, and empty. Christians and non-Christians, believers and believers are like, storms happen. Rains come, streams rise, winds beat against us. In Matthew 5, Jesus said, God causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and allows the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. I want you to think, those here and those watching at home, I want you to think about those who would be here. Think about those who sit around you Sunday by Sunday in worship. Our friends, men and women, singles and seniors, deacons, teachers, business women, the church, our church family, think about those. Because I think all of us are at one, two, or three places, and maybe all three at the same time. Many are right now in the midst of a storm. Maybe all of us. The coronavirus is a storm, and we're right in the middle of it. The storm is real. This storm seems as powerful as any tornado or hurricane or earthquake or tsunami I mentioned. It's a hail storm. Right in the midst of the storm. Or maybe you are saying, yes, Corona's happening, but that's all right because I have other storms that I wish coronavirus was all I had to worry about, because this day, Pastor, I am dealing with a bigger storm. My marriage, my family, my finances, internally, my own soul. So many today are right in the middle of the storm. Others may say, I'm not in a storm, but I've just come through one. The storm has just barely passed, and you find yourself just beginning to pick up the pieces. We saw in Nashville recently those who go after a tornado, and everything is just, it's just thrown in the yard. It's just a muck and a mire, and you're just now there. You're just beginning to reconstruct your life, your family that was shattered. You have survived the storm, and now the unknown of coronavirus on top of it. Or maybe you're at neither place. Maybe you'd say, I feel safe, I feel well, and coronavirus will come and it will go, and I haven't been through a storm. I'm not a pessimist, but just wait. You may be about to walk into a storm. It's off the Doppler screen. It's on the horizon, but if you will look and be honest, you might see some clouds. You know it. You can almost sense it, feel it, or even smell it. A storm is coming. Storms happen. Jesus said, everyone who hears these words of mine, all the words that Jesus, the teachings, hears these words and puts them into practice is a wise man or woman. A wise one who builds on the rock, the foundation. Storms come, they will. Streams rise, they do. Winds beat against, they do. But that house does not fall because the foundation is built on the rock. D.A. Carson in the Expositor's Bible Commentary said this, the point of Jesus' parable is that the wise man builds to withstand anything. A wise person represents those who put Jesus' words into practice. Those who pretend to have faith, or who have merely intellectual knowledge, or who enjoy Jesus just in a small dose, those are foolish builders. And when the storms of life come, their structures fool no one, not God, not themselves. The parable, Carson says, the parable demands radical submission to the exclusive lordship of Jesus Christ. Radical submission to Jesus, a sure foundation in the midst of a storm. In the Mercer Bible Commentary, the writer says, do you notice the urgency of Jesus' words? Here he's talked in chapters 5, 6, and 7, and the significance takes on this life and death concept. The text is structured throughout Jesus' words to press on the audience the urgency of the moment. Storms happen. We're in one. Or some have just come through one. And maybe one is on the horizon. How's your foundation? How's the foundation of your life? We can't just say, as a believer, storms won't hurt me. We can't just say, oh, we'll just get over it. Just think happy thoughts. Storms come. They will come. They have come. But the foundation makes all the difference. Are you pretending to have faith? Are you simply experiencing Jesus in small doses? Or have you radically submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Do you hear and feel the urgency? I don't like storms. I've never really liked storms. Maybe it goes back to that tornado when I was in fourth grade. Storms cause me a bit of stress, even today. But the foundation is sure. First Baptist Church, we've weathered a lot of storms in 137 years. Today, our world, our nation, our city. Coronavirus is a storm. And though I phrase this, you may say, well, I know of my foundation. I know my life is built. But, Pastor, I'm still afraid. And I think that's all right. The angel said, fear not. The Bible says, what time I am afraid. We can't just deny fear. Maybe we need to name fear and claim fear and then be able to say, but God. Fear is real, and anxiety will eat you up. And during these days, we hear so much blame. There's such unknown. Besides the physical, besides the hospitals, besides the fear of this virus, we fear what happens next, and we fear bankruptcy, and we fear finances. We're in the midst of a capital campaign. This was the week we're going to show the video and send out the pledge cards. But Easter's coming. Easter's coming. And ever since yesterday, I have found myself humming and singing, and I looked up the words of that song. I hope we sing it Easter Sunday. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. Let's stand together. In the days ahead, let's stand together. No, let's do social distancing. Let's not touch. But let's cling to each other. Send a note. Send an email. Make a call. Share the hope that you have, your foundation, with those who may not have that hope. And though we shouldn't probably cling to each other physically, cling to God. The coronavirus has not surprised God. God didn't say, oh no, what do we do? Cling to God. In the love and the power of Jesus Christ, stand. Stand firm. We stand on the rock. We stand on the rock. The wise man built his house on the rock, and the rains came. And the streams rose and the wind blew, but the house stood firm because it was built on the rock. Stand on the rock. God, we need you. Oh, we need you. You've got this. We call to you, our rock. Oh God, we're grateful for the foundation we have. May we cling to it. May we hold on to it. May we cling to one another, and may we call out to you. Oh God, we need you. We know you hear us. You haven't left us, deserted us. Your peace, your presence, and your promises sustain us. Oh God, we need you. And we know you are there. Thanks for our foundation. In Christ's name.